How was it in Hoboken?
You know, it was interesting, and obviously a lot of wind, some water coming through, but you know, made it through safely, the most important thing. And you know, just now the focus is obviously getting ready to play football games. So it's good to get everybody back in here and get you know, get the team together and understand we got to get ready to play a game.
Is it at all a challenge to kind of put the reality of what has just happened aside?
No, I mean, I think we've had a couple of days to you know, be with their families and kind of deal with the situation, and you know, it's not easy. Obviously, there's still a lot of issues and no power, and kind of home life is different and has its challenges. But I think once you get into the facility and you know, get here, start working out, get around the teammates, get in the meetings, it'll be a good little break to kind of get away from that, and you know, feels, you know, once you get here, everything feels pretty normal.
Eli, I'm sure you've seen the picture of yourself on the internet. It appears looking in your lobby at the indoor pool that was your lobby. But what are you thinking of at that moment when you see that? Not the photo, but the scene in the building.
Yeah, just obviously, you know, saw water coming over the Hudson River and into the streets, and you see very quickly, all of a sudden, a car is completely covered, you know, with water. And so, obviously, you know, it's a little, you know, it can be scary. And obviously the wind was blowing and the windows are shaking. And, you know, you just hope, you hope everything holds up and the building holds up and the windows don't crack. But everything did. And you make, you know, kind of make it through that Monday night, and you know, you wake up Tuesday, the water's all gone. It's back where it should be, and you know, you just kind of start figuring out what you're gonna do the next couple of days.
Did you walk around at all yesterday, Hoboken?
I didn't walk around much. You know, just you know, just kind of saw some people walking around, and you know, had to take the dog out a few times. But besides that, I didn't cruise the streets much.
Eli, you don't play the Steelers that often every 4 years. What do you think if you did? Since you and Ben are from the same draft class, you might have a rivalry with him as your brother did with Tom Brady.
You know, I don't know. Obviously, you know, Pittsburgh's a talented team, and they're always good. Great defense. Ben has done a great job, you know, making plays. They've been to, you know, three Super Bowls since we were drafted that year. So you know, he's a tremendous player. They got a good team, and so we got to make sure we are ready mentally to get ready for them, because it's not a team we play very often. And you know, they got good players, and you know, so we have to have a great week of preparation, getting ready to play the game and go in there, and hopefully we can get a win versus a great team.
Eli, does the storm affect the way you personally prepare, as far as, you know, watching film and things like that?
No, you know, I kind of had a feeling the storm was gonna be bad. I came in Monday morning and got my computer of film, so I, you know, had you know, time yesterday to watch a bunch last night, and you know, feel caught up. Had this morning also, kind of starting a little later, so I got in early this morning and catch up on some film, and you know, feel kind of right where I need to be, and looking forward to getting started, getting the game plan, and getting out to practice.
Was your car undamaged? Like, where was your car?
It's in the garage, yeah, so it's fine. Okay. Yeah, car's fine.
Does your experience, having grown up in the New Orleans area with hurricanes, do you kind of have a little bit of a memory bank to rely on?
Well, we always left for hurricanes, so that was, you know, I didn't really have that option, you know, this time getting out of Dodge. But, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, it's no joke, and it can be very serious, and you know, you just hope to, you know, obviously in this situation, I had to ride it out, and just hopefully, you know, didn't have major damage.
A lot of people, I have friends in Hoboken who were very surprised at how badly it was hit. Were you surprised?
You know, no, I mean, I wasn't all that surprised, just with you know, being right there on the water and talking about with, you know, what they were talking about with the tide and the surge, you know, that we were going to get some water and get some flooding. So that didn't surprise me. You know, there wasn't much rain. You know, the wind was pretty powerful, but I had a feeling that the Hudson River could come in and we could get some water.
Eli, impressions of the Steelers' defense?
Talented. You know, they got good players. They got a good scheme. They do a good job getting to the quarterback. They do a good job, you know, against the passing game in general. So we got to make sure we're sharp on our protections, picking up their different blitzes and their looks, and you know, having time to get open, and so they do a good job showing a lot of different things, and you know, we got our hands full.